Welcome back. Today we're making the screen reader cheat sheet practical. How to move around GitHub with NVDA, JAWS, and VoiceOver, and how to keep your place when pages get busy.
I like that we're treating it as something you use while working, not something you memorize before you're allowed to touch GitHub.
Exactly. Keep it open in another browser tab, a second window, or print it if that helps. The commands are grouped by task so you can look up the thing you are doing right now. Moving by headings, finding a button, reading a table, typing a comment, or checking a pull request.
And if you're using a screen reader, the cheat sheet itself is navigable too. Headings get you to the task areas, and the command tables put the key in one column and the action in the other.
Right? NVDA users can use NVDA plus F7, often Insert plus F7 to open the elements list. JAWS users can use Insert plus F6 for headings and Insert plus F7 for links. Low vision learners may want the sheet at 150 to 200% zoom, and sighted helpers can bookmark it as a quick reference instead of hunting through the whole course.
Before the key commands, I want to slow down on modes. This is the part where people press a key and something totally different happens than they expected.
Yes, on the web, NVDA and JAWS usually work in a reading and navigation mode first. NVDA calls it browse mode, and JAWS often calls it the virtual cursor. In that mode, pressing H does not type the letter H, it jumps to the next heading.
So browse mode is for moving around and reading the page. Focus mode is for typing or interacting with controls.
Exactly. With NVDA, you can toggle browse and focus mode with NVDA plus space, where the NVDA key is usually insert or caps lock. With JAWS, insert plus C toggles the virtual cursor, and forms mode may also turn on automatically in edit fields. VoiceOver on macOS works differently. The VO keys are control plus option, and you often use VO plus shift plus down to interact with an element, then VO plus shift plus up to stop interacting.
So if I press H and it types H into a comment box, I'm probably in the typing context. If I press H and it jumps headings, I'm navigating.
The fastest GitHub navigation usually starts with headings. H goes to the next heading, shift plus H goes back, and numbers like 1, 2, 3, and 4 jump by heading level. On GitHub, the page title is often level 1, major areas are often level 2, issue and pull request titles are often level 3, and commit titles may show up around level 4.
That explains why headings feel so useful on issue lists and pull requests. You're not tabbing through every star button, avatar, and link.
Landmarks are the other big shortcut. A landmark is a named page region, like navigation, main content, repository navigation, search results, add a comment, or pagination. In NVDA, D moves by landmark. In JAWS, R is commonly used for regions. In VoiceOver, open the rotor with VO plus U and choose landmarks.
Then links, buttons, and forms fill in the smaller moves. K for links in NVDA, B for buttons, F or E for edit fields, and tab when you want the next interactive thing of any type.
Yes, and lists and tables matter on GitHub more than people expect. L moves to a list, I moves through list items, and T moves to a table. Repository file lists often behave like tables, so once you're in one, Control plus Alt plus the arrow keys can move across columns and down rows.
And when the page is really crowded, use the tool that lists the page parts instead of wandering.
Exactly. The elements list or rotor lets you see headings, links, form fields, buttons, and landmarks in one dialog. Open it, switch to the type you need, type a filter like new issue or comment, and press enter to jump to the matching item. That is often faster than repeated tab or repeated H.
The cheat sheet also separates commands by screen reader. That's helpful because the pattern is similar, but the exact key can change.
For NVDA on Windows, remember the core browse mode keys. H for headings, 1 through 6 for heading levels, K for links, B for buttons, F or E for form fields, T for tables, D for landmarks, L for lists, and I for list items. Insert plus space toggles browse and focus mode. Insert plus F7 opens the elements list. NVDA plus down arrow starts reading from the cursor. NVDA plus up arrow reads the current line, and control stops speech.
JAWS has the same general shape. H for headings, K for links, B for buttons, F for form fields, T for tables, R for regions, L for lists, and I for list items.
Right, JAWS also has U for the next unvisited link. Insert plus Z toggles the virtual cursor, numpad plus exits forms mode, insert plus F6 opens the headings list, and insert plus F7 opens the links list. Insert plus down arrow starts reading from the cursor, insert plus up arrow reads the current line, and control stops speech.
For VoiceOver, the rotor is the home base.
Yes, turn VoiceOver on or off with CMD plus F5. Open the rotor with VO plus U, use left and right arrows to choose headings, links, form controls, tables, or landmarks, and use up and down arrows inside that category. VO plus right and VO plus left move through items, VO plus space activates, VO plus A starts reading and control stops reading. Now let's connect those commands to the GitHub pages learners actually use. On a repository main page, Use landmarks to reach main content or repository navigation. Use headings to find the README and major areas, and use T if you need the file table.
So if I'm trying to find files in my repository, I shouldn't assume tab is the only way. I can jump to the table and move through rows.
Exactly. On the Issues List page, headings and lists help you find issue titles, filters, pagination, and the New Issue button. On an Issue Detail page, headings help you move through the title, conversation, comments, and timeline. The Add Comment Landmark or Form Field Navigation helps you find the response box.
Pull requests have even more moving parts. There's the List page and then the Detail page with tabs.
Yes, on a Pull Request Detail page, the Conversation tab is where you'll find the Discussion, Review Status, Checks, and Comment box. The Commits tab often exposes commit titles as headings or links. The Files Change tab can be dense, so use headings, buttons, and table or code navigation carefully, and look for controls that collapse files or move between changed files.
What about feature previews? Those can be hard to find because they live around account menus and dialogues.
If a lesson asks you to check or enable a feature preview, start from the Avatar or Account menu, then look for a feature preview item if it is available. NVDA and JAWS users can use browse mode commands to find buttons, headings, and toggles in the dialog. VoiceOver users may need to interact with the menu or dialog using VO plus shift plus down, activate with VO plus space, and stop interacting when done. If the preview has moved or become part of the standard GitHub experience, treat that as a page change clue rather than a personal mistake.
Typing is where mode mistakes show up fast. You find the comment box, start typing, and suddenly the screen reader is jumping around.
For GitHub text areas, focus mode is required. That includes issue titles, issue bodies, pull request descriptions, review comments, and regular comment boxes. Move to the edit field first, activate it, confirm that your keystrokes are going into the field, and then type.
And GitHub text areas support Markdown, so formatting can be keyboard friendly too.
Yes, you can type Markdown directly, like number signs for headings, hyphens for lists, backticks for code, and brackets plus parentheses for links. Common editing shortcuts such as Ctrl plus B for bold, Ctrl plus I for italic, and Ctrl plus K for link may work in GitHub text areas. When in doubt, use the Preview tab or the screen reader's reading commands to check what you wrote before submitting.
Drop-down menus and flyouts are another place where I see people get stuck.
Open the button with Enter or Space, then try Arrow Keys, Tab, and Escape. Some menus behave like application widgets, so focus mode or interaction mode may be needed. For VoiceOver, interact with VO plus shift plus down, move within the menu, activate with VO plus space, and stop interacting with VO plus shift plus up when you leave the menu. GitHub also has its own built-in keyboard shortcuts. Press the question mark key on a GitHub page to open the shortcut dialog, as long as you're not inside a text field.
How do those work with a screen reader? Because single letters already mean things in browse mode.
Sometimes the screen reader gets the key first. If a GitHub shortcut does not fire, use your screen reader's pass-through command or briefly switch modes, then turn your normal navigation back on. And do not test GitHub page shortcuts while your cursor is inside a comment box, because then you're just typing into the box.
Once the shortcuts dialog opens, how should someone read it?
Use headings, tables, or the rotor to move through the dialog. It groups shortcuts by area so you can find the ones for site-wide navigation, repositories, code browsing, issues, pull requests, comments, notifications, actions, and projects. Escape usually closes the dialog.
Give me the short list learners should recognize.
The slash key moves to search on many GitHub pages. GI goes to issues, and GP goes to pull requests from repository pages. T opens the file finder when you're browsing code. Y updates the address to a permalink for the exact version of the file, and L jumps to a line number when you're viewing a file.
And then there are page-specific shortcuts, right?
Yes, issue and pull request lists have shortcuts for moving through items and opening selected items. Detail pages have shortcuts around comments and timeline actions. The Files Change tab in a pull request has shortcuts for moving between files and comments. Notifications, GitHub actions, and projects have their own shortcut groups, so use the question mark dialog on the page you're actually using.
The source for this episode is mostly about GitHub, but this course also spends time in VS Code. What should screen reader users know there?
VS Code has accessibility help built in. Use the command palette and search for accessibility help if you forget a command or need editor-specific guidance. VS Code also has screen reader optimized behavior, and many commands are reachable from the keyboard without relying on the mouse.
Diffs are the scary part for a lot of learners. A GitHub pull request diff and a VS Code diff can both feel like a wall of changed lines.
In VS Code, look for the accessible diff viewer when comparing changes. It presents additions, deletions, and changed lines in a way that is easier to review with speech or braille than a purely visual side-by-side diff. Pair that with GitHub's Files Change tab when you need to understand what will be reviewed before a pull request is merged.
So the habit carries across tools. Find the accessible view, move by meaningful units, and verify the change before you submit or approve it.
A few common patterns are worth practicing until they feel familiar. To open an issue, move to the repository navigation, choose Issues, find New Issue, enter the title and body in focus mode, preview if needed, and submit. To leave a comment, find the Add Comment area, move into the text box, type in focus mode, preview or review, then activate the comment button.
For pull request review, I would start with the Conversation tab for context, move to Commits if I need the history, and use Files Changed when I need the exact code or documentation changes.
Yes, if you're hearing too much, switch from continuous reading to headings, landmarks, links, and form fields. If H is typing the letter H, leave the edit field or switch back to browse mode. If you cannot find the comment box, search the page elements for comment, add a comment, or form fields. If the diff or code area is hard to navigate, try the file list, change file controls, GitHub shortcuts, or VS Code's accessible diff viewer.
And if the page doesn't match the instructions, that doesn't mean you failed. GitHub changes.
Exactly. Check whether you're on the same page type, whether a tab or filter is selected, whether a feature has moved, and whether your screen reader, browser, or GitHub setting changes the behavior. If a command does not work, verify the screen reader mode, keyboard layout, browser focus, and whether the command belongs to NVDA, JAWS, VoiceOver, GitHub, or VS Code. Official references from NV Access, Freedom Scientific, Apple, GitHub keyboard shortcut documentation, and W3C accessibility guidance are good places to confirm details.
That's a good place to land. The cheat sheet is not a test. It's a workbench. Use the command you need, check where you are, and keep building the workflow one reachable control at a time.